弟兄姐妹们平安。今天证道的经文是雅各书第三章第一到十二节。我的弟兄们，不要多人做师父，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。原来我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。我们若把嚼环放在马嘴里，叫他顺服，就能调动他的全身。看哪，船只虽然甚大，又被大风吹逼，只用小小的舵，就随着掌舵的意思转动。这样，舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。看哪，最小的火能点着最大的树林。舌头就是火，在我们的白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族本来都可以制服，也已经被人制服了，唯独舌头没有人能制服，是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。我们用舌头颂赞那为主为父的，又用舌头恶主那照着神形象被造的人。颂赞和恶主从一个口里出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？葡萄树能结无花果吗？咸水里也不能发出甜水来。Today's Bible reading comes from the book of James, chapter 3, verse 1 to 12. Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check.When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they're so large and are driven by strong winds, they're steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts.Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind.But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters,Can a fig tree bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water.
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, shalom.
今天我们思想一个很有意思的话题啊，就是我们的舌头。
Today we're going to think about a very interesting topic, our tongue.
我们知道雅各书的第三章是紧接着雅各在前面论述了行为和信心之间的关系之后写的。
In chapter 3, we know that this chapter is talked about the face and the deeds in the previous chapters.
所以紧接着对行为和信心的一个关系的描述，现在在这里雅各提出来舌头的问题。其实在圣经里面，一会儿我们还可以看到其他的经文啊，话语是一种行为。
In the previous chapters, we talked about faith and deeds. Now we're talking about tongues, and the tongues is the result of your faith.
好，我们看第三章一节哈，这里说，我的弟兄们，不要多人做师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
Let's look at chapter 3, verse 1. Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly.
这是对待这一些做教导的，在教会中参与教导服事的同工弟兄姊妹来讲的。
This is a verse talking to the people who are working for the church.
就像我站在这里来讲道。
Like me standing here and preach.
他说我们要受更重的判断。
He says that we will be judged more strictly.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为圣经里有一个原则，神说我给你的多，就向你要的多。
Because there is a principle from the scriptures saying that the more he has been given, the more I will be demanded.
做教导，既然教导别人，那说明自己要先明白。
When you're teaching other people, first you need to understand it yourself.
那我们如果明白还不照着去做的话，我们就会受更重的判断。
If we know something and don't do it, we'll be judged more strictly.
所以教导这个职分，不是我们轻易的就去做的。需要有神的托付在里面。
So the role of teacher should come from the God.
好，下面说，原来在许多我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
In verse 2, it says, we all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect and able to keep their whole body in check.
好，我们不是无论我们是不是做教导的同工，我们的道德标准不可能达到绝对的圣洁标准。
Whether we are teachers or not, our moral standard can never be as high as the, what this Bible would like us to be.
所以这里讲，他说我们在许多事上都有过失。
So it says here that we stumble in many ways.
但是这里主要把话语的问题拿出来，因为做教导也是要用话语教导的。那他说，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人了。
So in the scripture, God talks about what they say. So it says here, anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect.
话语有这么重要吗？
Is it really important what we say?
我们常常觉得话语不大重要。
We all think that the words that we say is not so important.
我只是说说嘛，我又没有做。
I'm only saying it. I didn't do it.
我也不是那样想的，但是我说出来，只是没有注意，就顺口说出来了。
I didn't think of it that way, but I'm just saying it this way.
所以我们认为说不大重要，行为实际做出来了才重要。
So I think that the words are not important, but the action is more important.
但是很有意思的，非常重要，我们需要了解的，就是在圣经里不是这样教导的。
We know that the scripture does not tell us so.
好，我们看一下在马太福音的十二章，第三十三节哈，这是主耶稣的教导啊。他说：“你们或以为树好，果子也好；树坏，果子也坏。因为看果子就可以知道树。毒蛇的种类，你们既是恶人，怎能说出好话来呢？因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。”
Let us look at the Matthew chapter 12, verse 33. Makes a tree good, and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad, and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good?
善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来。
A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him.
所以这里主耶稣在用果子和树讲这个比喻的时候，我们常常觉得果子是行为啊，是我们行为的见证啊，我们是什么样的人，我们就有了什么样行为的见证。但是很有意思的，在这里主耶稣讲的是嘴唇的果子，讲的是语言。
Jesus used the parables of the tree and the fruit to tell us about the relationship between the tongue and the action.
他说我们说什么话就像什么树上结什么果子一样。
What we say is like what trees bearing which fruit.
而且当我们说恶毒的话的时候，我们不要说自己是善人，因为善人从心里所发出的善就说出善良的话来。
When we say evil things, don't say that we are good, because evil things can only come out of the evil that's stored up in a man.
还是马太福音十二章第三十六节主耶稣说，我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子必要句句供出来，因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。
But I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned.
这里很有意思主耶稣说的是闲话
It's very interesting that Jesus said empty words here.
所以英文他用 empty words. 这里的闲话指的不是像我们上周洗礼的这种宣告。
The empty words does not mean that it's the proclaim, for example, the proclaimed that we said in a baptism.
我宣告我是信耶稣基督的。
I proclaimed that I believe Jesus Christ.
这样的话我们认为很重要。如果我说不信了，那就否认了我的信仰。
We think that this kind of word is very important because if I say no, that has refused my belief.
然后将来神会用这句话来定我的罪。
And in the future, Jesus will judge us by these words.
主耶稣在这里讲的不是你那么严肃认真的宣告。
Jesus said here that it's not those words that you've claimed.
这里讲的是闲话，是你背后嚼舌根的那些话。
This is what we mean empty words, the words that you talked behind people.
你觉得没有什么，我只是跟别人八卦一下啦。
You think that it doesn't really matter because you're just gossiping.
但是主耶稣说，当审判的日子，这些话要句句的供出来。
Jesus said here that by the words you'll be acquitted and by the words you'll be condemned.
所以用这些闲话我们会被定罪。他说，因为要凭你的话定你为义，要凭你的话定你有罪。
Because by the words you'll be acquitted and by the words you'll be condemned.
我想今天用这个时间我们调整一个观念我们作为基督徒来讲，要重视我们口里所说的话。
Today we're going to be adjusting our idea of the words that we speak.
顺便在这里我想提醒大家一下我们来听道是为了要神改变我们的生命。
Also at the same time, I want to remind everyone that to come and listen to the preach is Jesus wants to change our life.
这个时间是用神的话来光照我们自己的时候。
We use this time to enlighten us.
我不希望我们用这个时间用神的话去给别人定罪。
I don't want you to go and judge other people.
所以当我讲这个的时候，你就会想那天某人某人跟我说这样的闲话，他就应该被定罪。我不希望我们现在是这样的心态。
So don't judge other people by saying that, or one day someone said this and that.
我希望神的光能够照我们自己，看到我们自己里边的问题。
I hope that the light of Jesus can enlighten, shine on us and let us think about ourselves.
我们自己的生命得供应被改变，这才是神的心意
To think about our life and change our life.
那为什么是这样呢？为什么我们的闲话都这么重要吗？
Why is it so important about the empty words?
现在我们再回来看到雅各书里面的经文哈。
Let us come back to the book of James.
雅各书从第三节、四节、五节这里举了几个例子啊。
There is a few parables, in verses 3 to 5.
他这里说这个马的嚼环放在马嘴里就可以驯服它。
It says here that we put bits into the mouth of horse to, make them obey us.
他说船那么大，我们万吨巨轮也是靠舵手来掌握的。
The ships are so large, but steered by a very small rudder.
这些例子都在举的是一个小的东西能够控制掌控一个大的东西。
All these parables talking about small things which can, change a big, thing.
所以在这里用这个比喻来比喻我们的舌头。
So use the parable to metaphor as our tongue.
我们的舌头虽然是一个很小的一个部分在我们的身体里面。
The tongue is just a small part of our body.
但是雅各书在这里用这个比喻告诉我们这一个舌头可以扭转我们的人生。
So using those parables, the book of James tell us that, using the tongue, using a small part of the body, you can change the one's life.
你想象哈，一个万吨巨轮哈，那个舵手的那个盘也就这么大，只要它动一点方向，那个巨轮就会掉方向。
Think about a big ship. Once you change or once you steer the rudder, small rudder, you'll change the whole heading of the ship.
所以我们的舌头，我们的言语，在我们生命中会起这个作用。
So the tongue, has the same function in our life.
当我们但是嘴里边充满了咒骂、苦毒，充满了一些邪恶的话的时候，你生命的轮船就往那个方向走。
When we talk about all the cursings and the evil things, the heading of your life is gonna go that way.
当我们的嘴里充满了感恩和赞美的时候，你的生命就往这个方向走。
When we're full of gratefulness and praise, your life will be heading that way.
我自己有一个经验哈。
I have an experience myself.
我跟大家分享过，原来我跟我先生刘坤，我们之间的夫妻关系并不好，我们经常吵架。
I've shared with you guys previously that, the relationship between me and my husband is not great.
我那个时候就即便在祷告的时候，我自己自言自语，我心灵里总是有一种愁苦，觉着我们俩不和不好。
Even when I'm praying, I'm full of,
complaining about
him. Yeah.
我总是抱怨他，总是觉得不好。
I always complain about him and think that he's not good.
但是直到在圣经里我学习会了一个道理以后，在圣经里我学会了一个道理，他说爱是一种选择，一种抉择，我选择去爱，不是因为你好才爱。
Until I read the Bible, I learned that, to love is a choice, and if you choose to love, it's not a,
sort of feeling.
Feeling.
Not because, 不是因为他好我才爱他，而是因为圣经告诉我我应该爱。
Not because he's good so that I love him. It's because that Bible tell me that I should love him.
我还不知道怎么样修复这个关系。
I don't know how to repair this relationship.
但是在那个时候，我心里从那个时候定下一个主意。我在祷告，我在内心默想的时候，我告诉自己我爱他。
So I've said to myself when I'm praying that I should love him.
而且我告诉自己我愿意跟他合一。
I tell myself that I need to be with him.
我们全家这个生命的轮船就往了一个另一个方向走了。
So that the heading of our family will go into a different direction.
从我们不断的争吵到了现在，我们可以彼此相爱，我们可以一起匍匐下来祷告。
When we argue with each other every time, to now that we can pray together.
所以当我们舌头的功用，当我们说我们要这样做的时候，你说的时候你可能觉得哎呀不是真的，我不是真的爱他，但是我愿意这样说的时候，你生命的航船就会转到一个正确的方向来。
When you say that you love him, the heading of your life will be changing towards to love him.
所以我鼓励弟兄姊妹们先从你要改变你的生命改变你的环境先从你的口舌改变起。
So I said to our brothers and sisters, if you want to change your life, you need to change how you speak of things.
还有一个我个人的经历哈。
Another personal experience.
我记得我第一次站在讲台上领诗的时候哈。
I remember the first time when I sing in front of Ezekiel.
走下讲台的时候结束了以后很多弟兄姊妹到我这里来说哎呀你唱得真好啊很感动。
Once I walked down, a lot of brothers and sisters came to me and said, you sing very well.
我当时心里很挣扎。
I struggled in my heart.
我理性上知道我应该说一句叫做感谢主。
I know that I should say to thank God.
但是其实我心里很高兴别人夸我。我觉得我说感谢主好像是假的。
But I feel very good and happy that other people are saying that I'm singing very well. And if I say to thank God, that was not true.
所以我就去问牧师，我说牧师怎么办？他们跟我这样说的时候，我好像应该说感谢主，但是我说不出来，我觉得是假的。
So I asked the pastor, what should I do in these circumstances? If I say to thank God, then that's not what I truly feel. What should I say?
我永远记得牧师当时给我的鼓励，他说你就要说正确的，然后要把它说成真的，不是假的。
So the pastor said to me that you need to say the right thing, to say that you thank God so that you can make yourself think that you're thinking the same way.
所以我就去跟神祷告，主啊，让我这句话说是真的。
So I prayed to God, saying that please let me say this in a true way.
现在也是一样，当我讲到分享下面，弟兄姊妹来跟我说，哎呀，你讲的真好，很有帮助的时候，我实实在在的会说感谢主。
It's the same way that when brothers and sisters come to me and saying that your talk is very helpful, I really thank God truly from the bottom of my heart.
因为我知道这不是我对你讲的话使你有帮助，而是神透过我们要帮助你。
Because I know that it's not because of my words which are very helpful, it's coming from the God.
而当这一句话从第一次那个时候开始说出来的时候，我的服事的生命是往着一个正常的方向走的。
When I say this, I know that the life of serving, is going towards the right direction.
因为每当我这样说的时候，我知道那是真实的，因为我是被主使用，完成他的工作。
Every time when I say so, I know that it's true because God is using me to do the right thing.
如果当初我就在骄傲中说一声谢谢，谢谢别人很欣赏我，那我的服事的生命会转到另外一个方向去。
If I say thank you in a proud way, I'm proud of what I said, then the life of my serving life will be changed into a different direction.
我会更加的去想要得到弟兄姊妹的认可。
I will want to get other people's agree.
如果我今天讲到完了，没有弟兄姊妹们来认可我，我就会感觉很不好。
If no one came to me and saying that you're good, then I feel bad.
所以我们看啊，当我们的话说出来的时候，它是引导你的生命往一个方向走的。
Once we say something, it's leading your way towards the way that you're saying.
所以鼓励大家哈，当你现在在困难当中的时候，我鼓励你说正确的话。
So I encourage brothers and sisters to say the right thing when you're facing difficulties.
我也鼓励身边的弟兄姊妹要说正确的话来帮助。
I also encourage brothers and sisters to say the right thing to help each other.
当有人说我愿意悔改，当有人说我感谢神的时候，我们身边的弟兄姊妹们不要说你这是假的。
when someone comes to you and saying that I repent, I thank God, I hope the brother, our brothers and sisters won't say that this is not correct.
我现在还非常感恩当初牧师对我的鼓励，我也希望我们也是这样鼓励身边的弟兄姊妹。
I'm still feeling grateful about the encouragement that I received from Pastor Daniel.
如果他说的是对的，我们要鼓励他往对的方向去说。
If he says something right, we'll need to encourage them.
如果你觉得他在某部分还有虚假的话，帮助他变成真的。
If you think that in some aspect that it's not completely true, you need to help him.
为他祷告，为他感恩，至少今天他还知道说正确的话。
Pray for him, and feel grateful for him. At least he knows that he needs to say the right thing.
盼望神怜悯他生命的方向是往正确的方向走的。
Hope God will have mercy on his life so that he can change his life heading towards the right direction.
好，这是这几个两个比喻的内容哈，就是舵可以转掉大船哈，马的绝环可以调动一匹马哈。
This is the meaning of those two parables, saying that the rudder can change a ship's direction, and using the bits you can control the whole animal.
接下来的五节六节这两节呢，它讲到了这个舌头的这个话语的能力啊，力量。
In verse 5 and 6, they talked about the power of tongue.
他说舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。
It says the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts.
看哪，最小的火能点着最大的树林。
Look, a great forest is set on fire by a small spark.
第六节，他说舌头就是火，在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。
The tongue also is a fire, a word of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell.
所以舌头是个非常有能力的能量的这么一个部分啊。
So the tongue is a very powerful part.
他说虽然小，但你不要小看它。
Even though it's small, but do not look down upon it.
他说就像一个小的火苗能够点燃整个的大森林一样。
It's like a small spark which can set on fire the whole forest.
舌头也是那样，舌头一点点的火苗能够点燃我们的全身整个生命。
The tongue can set fire on the whole course of one's life.
而且是从地狱里点着的。
And it's set on fire by the hell.
我记得前年吧 ,Cranbourne 有一场很大的火灾，就是因为有一个人最后抽完了那个烟的烟头扔在草地上着起来的。
I remember a few years ago, there was a fire set, in Cranbourne that was by someone's cigarettes.
真的只是那一点点的火星就点燃了大片的森林和房屋。
A tiny spark from a cigarette, has set fire on the whole forest and a whole lot of houses.
圣经用这一个来做比喻，他说你的舌头在你的生命中也有这个功能。
The scripture uses this as a metaphor for the tongue's function in the whole body.
它有这样的力量，当你不注意它的时候，它可以点燃你整个的生命。
It has such power that when you're not paying attention to it, that it can set on fire the whole one's life.
当你放纵它的时候，它可以把人带到地狱里边去。
When you let it do whatever it wants, it leads you to hell.
我们再接着往下看哈，各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族本来都可以制服，也已经被制服了。第七节
verse 7, all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind.
唯独舌头没有能制服，是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。
But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison.
好，这里圣经说我们要制住自己的舌头哈，可是接下来又说没有人能够制服它。
It says here that we need to tame our tongue, but no one can tame our tongue.
所以这个舌头不是用我们的力量可以把它制服的。
So to tame the tongue, it's not within the power of ourselves.
所以这就是主耶稣的比喻，好树它就结出好果子来。
So it's the parable that Jesus uses, a good tree will bear good fruit.
我们知道在我们基督信仰里哈，永远有一个原则，我们不是靠着行为来夸口的。
So in the belief of Jesus, Christian, we know that we don't boast something based on our deeds.
雅各书虽然讲行为，但它并不是说我们是要靠着行为称义，或者靠着行为夸口。
The book of James talked about deeds, and he says that we do not become holy because of our action.
神给了我们一个新的生命，让我们从本质里改变，所以我们自然就结出那一个美好的果实来。
The Lord gave us a new life so that we can bear a whole new good and good fruit.
所以如何制服舌头呢？只有一个办法，就是你的生命改变了，你的嘴就改变了。
So the way to tame our tongue is to change our life. Once your life has changed, what you say will be changed.
我不知道这里的弟兄姊妹们有没有这样的经历哈，尤其是新信主的弟兄姊妹，可能你就会马上有这样的经历。
I'm not sure whether anyone else has similar experiences, especially those new believers.
原来你看一切都是很正常的，有的时候甚至是灰暗的。
You see that everything is normal and sometimes dark.
可是当你信了主以后，你忽然间发现，哇，蓝天是这么蓝啊，星空是这么美。
Once you become a Christian, you think that everything looks so beautiful, even the sky looks so beautiful.
然后你从心里就发出赞美，你就哎呀，感谢主。
And the praise came out of the bottom of your heart.
如果你有这样的感觉的话，这是恭喜你啊，因为你里面有了一颗会感恩的生命。
If you feel this way, I congratulate you because you have a praise in your life.
你在遇见无论是好事还是艰难的事的时候，你都会冲口而出感谢主。
Whether you're facing good thing or difficult situation, you always become grateful.
这个要为这个生命向神感恩啊。
We need to feel grateful for what we have.
成为基督徒以后，我自己会明显的感觉到我们的抱怨少了。
Once I become a Christian, I can obviously feel that I complained less.
我们的心里更加充满了平安和喜乐。
We feel more full of joy and peace.
所以我们跟人接触的时候，我们会说温柔的话，我们不再那样的言语里带着那样的苦毒。
So I say gentle things when I meet other people.
这是当我们成为一个基督徒的时候，你里边有一个新的生命，你自然的这个赞美的果子就结出来了。
This is when we become a Christian, there is a new life within us so that we can say the fruit of gratefulness.
所以要降服这个舌头哈，并不是用我们自己的努力就可以做到的。
So to tame our tongue is not within our ability.
我们需要神赏赐给我们的这一颗崭新的生命，才能够制服这个东西。
We need to use the new life received from God.
过一段时间，可能你还会有另外一个经历。
In a few time, you will probably have a different experience.
比如说哈，在一个环境里，我通常情况下，一有这种情况，我一定会发怒的。
For example, in such a situation, I usually become angry.
但是忽然间，你可以选择了，你可以选择，我是发怒呢，还是不发怒呢？
All of a sudden, I have a choice: do I become angry or do I not become angry?
原来是没有选择的。
I did not have a choice before.
现在你开始有选择了。
Now I have a choice.
当你有选择的时候，求神帮助我们，我们愿意选择神的话。
When I have a choice, I pray to the Lord that He'll help us so that we say the right thing.
你知道这个选择是神在耶稣基督里赏给我们的又一次机会。
This choice is another blessing from the Lord.
因为原来我们是罪的奴仆，我们没有选择就要犯罪。
Previously, we're the slaves of sin.
现在我们被释放了，我们可以选择义。
Now we are freed and we can choose to become righteous.
我记得上次 Cathy 姊妹在这里讲到的时候提到过被圣灵充满的问题。
Last time, remember, Sister Cathy has talked about being fulfilled by Holy Spirit.
她说我们每一天每一时刻要祷告，听圣灵的，不听自己的。
Every time we need to pray that we can listen to the Holy Spirit but not listening to ourselves.
所以当你有了一颗新的生命的时候，然后这个新的生命来发出这样的赞美的时候，你不要压制它。
So that when you have a new life, when this new life, when the praise come out of this new life, you do not,
press or
do not press it down.
Yeah, 然后当我们旧的生命还有一个惯性的时候，像我原来我是一个非常喜欢抱怨的人，他还有一个惯性的时候，我们要抵挡那个旧的生命。
When we have the inertia of complaining, we need to try to resist from it.
好，下面他讲到哈，我们第九节，我们用舌头颂赞那为主的、为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。
With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness.
颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。
Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing, my brothers and sisters. This should not be.
泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？
Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring?
我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？葡萄树能结无花果吗？咸水里也不能发出甜水来。
My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water.
好，这一部分呢是在告诉我们一件事，就是我们的舌头，我们的语言呢，是我们生命的一个怎么讲啊，一个提示。
In this paragraph, it tells us that our words is reflective of our life.
就像一个体温表一样，如果你量体温38度，你就知道，哎呀，我发烧了。
It's like a thermometer. When you know that you're having a fever, it will tell you that you're having a fever.
但是当我们发烧的时候，其实它也只是一个提示，告诉我们我们身体里有问题了，我们要找出原因，为什么你会发烧。
When you're having fever, it's a hint to tell you that there is some problem with your body.
所以我们看雅各书的第一章哈。
So let's look at chapter 1 in the book of James.
第一章22节。
Verse 22.
他说只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what he says.
因为听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror.
看见走后随即忘了他的相貌如何。
And after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like.
所以圣经常常告诉我们，我们要透过神的话光照来认识自己。
So that scriptures always tell us that by God's words, we need to look at ourselves.
镜子是干什么用的呢？
What's the function of a mirror?
镜子是让我们看见自己。
The mirror is so that we can look at ourselves.
我们看见别人很容易。
We can easily see other people.
但是要看见自己就必须借助镜子。
But to look at ourselves, we need to use a mirror.
但是当我们在镜子里看见自己的时候，接下来我们要干嘛呢？
When we look at ourselves in the mirror, what do we do next?
我不知道早晨起来弟兄姊妹花多少时间在镜子面前哈。
How long do you spend in front of the mirror every morning?
大概姊妹花的时间会比弟兄多一点哈。
Our sisters probably spend longer than our brothers.
如果我们在镜子面前看见，哎呀，我的头发乱了，我的衣服没有整理好。
If you look at in the mirror and thinking that your hair is messy and the clothes is not in the right way,
你会不会转身走了就忘掉了？
Do you walk away?
你会在镜子面前把它整理好才离开，对吧？
You're gonna tidy yourself in front of the mirror.
好，我们的言语这里告诉我们，它像一个镜子，像一个 指标一样告诉我们里边的问题。
The word is like a mirror to tell us what's happening in your life.
当你的嘴里出现污秽的言辞的时候，
When you speak of evil things,
你不要骗自己，告诉说我自己是圣洁的，但是我说的话很难听。
Do not deceive yourself in thinking that I'm holy, but it's just the word that I'm speaking is unclean.
所以他说你颂赞神用这张嘴，你咒骂人也用这张嘴，这是不对的。
So he says that you should not be using the same mouth to praise the Lord and curse human beings.
他说一口井不能冒出两样水来。
The same spring cannot produce both salt and fresh water.
它如果是咸水，它就不可能是淡水。
If it's a salt spring, it cannot produce fresh water.
当我们用过这个比喻哈，当这里有一杯水的时候哈，我们看不出来它这个里边是什么样的水。
When we have a glass of water, we can't tell what kind of water it is.
当我们一震动的时候，水溅出来的时候，我们就知道啊，那里边是脏水还是干净水。
When we shake the table and once the water spills out, we can now tell whether it's clean or dirty water.
所以当可乐溅出来的时候，你不要告诉自己我那里边是纯净水。
When Coke spills out, don't tell yourself that it's fresh water inside the glass.
所以我们基督徒在我们自己说话的时候，你会吓到自己，哇，我怎么会说出这样的话来？
You're gonna scare yourself as a Christian for something that something that's evil coming out of your mouth.
当这个你自己都不能认同的话被说出来的时候，你要知道这是一面镜子，要照你里面出问题了。
If you speak of things that you don't even agree yourself, you know that it's like a mirror. It reflects how you think inside your heart.
所以我们里边的生命，我们需要反思，需要在神面前求光照，需要悔改，需要被赦免。
So we need to think about our life and we need to repent and we hope that the God's words will enlighten on us.
好，今天我们这段经文哈，我们看见言语这件事哈，我们从三个角度来看哈。
So we look at today's paragraph in three ways.
第一，就是它是可以带动你生命的航船的方向。
First, it can change the heading of your life.
从现在开始说正确的话，让你的生命往正确的方向走。
From now on, speak the right thing, and so that it leads your life into the right direction.
第二，不要小看言语，因为它像火一样，能够点燃你的整个的生命。
Do not look down upon your words, because it can set fire on your life.
如果你放纵它，那一个火是从地狱里点燃的。
If you let it go, it's a fire that's set on by hell.
第三，要知道语言是你的一面镜子。
Third thing is you know that your words is like a mirror.
当你说出污秽的话的时候，你不要告诉你自己是圣洁的。
When you speak of evil things, do not tell yourself and deceive yourself that you're godly and good.
不要用这种推卸责任的方式来想问题，说哎，我只是说说嘛，我也没有做。
Do not try to avoid the responsibility thinking that I only said so, I didn't do it.
说的闲话就够了。
It's enough of the empty words that you speak of.
所以这是我们的一面镜子，当我们看见我们说的有问题的时候，神让我们反省我们里边的问题。
So this is like a mirror. When you say something, we know that something evil, we know that there is a problem inside us.
在我们对我们言语伤害到别人的时候，我们需要道歉，需要悔改，需要去修复关系啊。
When our words hurt other people, we need to repair it and we need to apologize and repair our relationship.
但是在这个之前，我盼望着我们自己能够因着我们的言语而给自己一个提醒，先要反省自己。
But before that, we need to remind ourselves because of those evil words, we need to think about ourselves and repent.
作为一个基督徒哈，我们不断的反思自己的生命哈，用神的话光照自己，这是我们必须走的一条路。
As a Christian, using the words, God's words to reflect on ourselves is a must for all Christians.
好，我们看一下这个加拉太书里面哈。
Let us look at the book of Galatians.
在加拉太书的第五章
In chapter 5
第五章十九节哈、啊、
Verse 19
这里说情欲的事是显而易见的
The acts of the flesh are obvious.
所以我们说的哪些话是对的，哪些话是不对的，哪些是属情欲的，哪些是属圣灵的。圣经告诉我们，属情欲的事是显而易见的，你是知道的。
So which words are belonging to the flesh and which words are belonging, to the God? So the gospel, the scripture tell us the acts of flesh are obvious.
他说，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。
For example, sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like.
保罗这里讲他说我从前告诉你们现在又告诉你们行这样的事的人必不能承受神的国
I warn you as I did before that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God
那圣灵所结出来的果子也是显而易见的
But the fruit of the spirit is also obvious
他说圣灵结的果子就是仁爱喜乐和平忍耐恩慈良善信实温柔节制
The fruit of spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
一个说谎的人，他不能说这个谎话是圣灵里结出来的果子。
Someone who tells lies cannot say that this is the fruit of scripture.
Fruit of Holy Spirit.
Fruit of Holy Spirit.
我们不能够自欺哈。
We can't deceive ourselves.
当我们说谎话的时候，不是因为这个谎话，我们就要下地狱，就要没有救恩了。
When we lie to someone, we don't go to hell because we lied.
但是这个谎话是给我们一个参照，告诉我们你里面的生命有问题了。
The lie is a mirror to tell us that there is some problem with your life.
因为一个神的生命怎么结出了这样的果子呢？
A life of Holy Spirit cannot bear such fruit.
在一个当我们心里充满了恨的时候哈，你不要说我这句话我说的也没错，你自己去问问自己的良心哈，你是从恨里说出来的还是从爱里说出来的
？When we're full of hatred, you ask yourself, are we full of hatred or are we full of kindness?
当我们的话是从恨里边说出来的，圣经里说这个是显而易见的，这个果子是不对的。
When we're full of evil things, the scriptures tell us that's obvious, that's not correct.
好，我盼望着从今天开始，我们的弟兄姊妹哈，从这里出去开始转变你的口舌的功用哈。
I hope that our brothers and sisters, once you come out from here, you can change the way that you speak.
在你的家庭里和你的配偶和你的孩子和你的父母开始要说和睦的话。
In your family, to your spouse, to your family, to your children, you need to speak of good things.
你想让你的家庭转变得更好吗？
Do you want your family to head in a good way?
先把你的口舌转变过来。
You need to change your tone and how you speak.
你家庭的航船会转变的。
The ship of your family will change its heading.
你想让你的工作、你的学业、你的服饰往好的方向发展吗？
Do you want your work, your serving, your study to go into a good direction?
先把你的口舌转变过来。
Change your tone and how you speak.
它会往好的方向发展。
It will lead you into the correct direction.
当我们发现我们自己有问题的时候。
When we find some problem within ourselves.
有的时候孩子简直是把你烦躁的简直要骂人的时候。
when your kids annoying you and make you very angry.
这个时候我们也不用绝望，不要说哎呀完了，我看到我这样骂人，我就说明我这里边没有基督的生命嘛，我完了。
Don't be disappointed that you have said angry words.
这是我们旧有生命的惯性。
This is the inertia of the old life.
当我们看见这一个信号的时候，
When we know this signal and look at this signal,
我们祈求主，
We pray to the Lord.
祈求主的生命在我们里边能够长大起来。
We pray that the life of Jesus will grow in us.
祈求主给我们信心，愿意顺服他的话。
We praise the Lord who will give us confidence to obey His words.
所以读神的话，顺服他的话，是把我们带领到那一个正确的方向的。
To read His words and obeying His words will lead us to the right direction.
所以我在这里鼓励过很多次，我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹，要使用教会的资源。我们早晨牧师带的这个圣经概览的查经啊，非常非常重要。鼓励弟兄姊妹早一点来。
So I encourage our brothers and sisters to utilize our resources to come to the morning teachings from Pastor Daniel.
你自己读圣经，你很难能够抓住那一个中心，能够读懂。
If you read the Bible yourself, you may not be able to understand what it means.
那你参加这样的查经聚会呢，会使你更快地进入到圣经的主题里面去。
You come and participate in such a teaching, it'll help you understand what it means.
我们必须知道，如果连神的话你都不知道的话，你是没有办法去顺服的。
If you don't know what the God is trying to tell us, you can't obey it.
所以通过我们的读经，通过我们祷告的灵修生活，我们愿意顺服神的带领。
So through teaching, learning, and praying, so that we can obey to God's leadership.
这个表达为行为是其次，从你的口舌开始表达，你愿意往正的方向去说。
So this is expressed by saying the right word.
盼望着我们弟兄姊妹从今天就有这个决心在神面前哈，我需要改变我的口舌，我愿意它成为顺服神的一个管道。带领我的生命往好的方向去。
I hope our brothers and sisters will be able to obey the Lord and lead us all into the right direction.
好，我们最后一段经文哈，看在马拉基书的第三章。
Let us look at the book of Malachi.
马拉基书第三章十六节啊。
Chapter 3:6。
16十六节说，那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前记录敬畏耶和华思念他名的人。
Then those who feared the God talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the God and honored his name.
这里有一个画面在我们面前哈。
There is such a picture in front of us.
当敬畏耶和华的人，我们在那里彼此谈论的时候，
When the people who fear the Lord talks among themselves.
他说耶和华侧耳而听。
It says the Lord listens.
所以神在那里听我们说话。
So the God is listening.
不但他听，
not just listening.
他还有纪念册在他的面前。
He also has a scroll of remembrance.
他来记录我们所说的话。
To write it all down.
他说记录那些敬畏耶和华思念他名的人。
To write down in his presence those concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name.
所以当你愿意说正确的话，愿意存着敬畏的心来管理你自己口舌的时候，神是知道的，他会纪念的。
When you're willing to say the right thing and tame your tongue, the God knows and He will listen.
但是同时这一节经文也给我们一个警戒。
Also, this paragraph also gives us a warning.
你不要觉得你随便说的话神是听不到的。
Don't think that all the empty words that is spoken, God do not listen.
既然主耶稣说最后要用你的话来定你为义，定你为罪，那个话也是记录下来的。
At the end, when on the judgment day, the God will judge you by your words, and He'll write it all down.
所以求神给我们一颗悔改的心，我们愿意转变，从我们的口舌开始转变自己。
Hope that Lord will give us an obedient heart and change how we speak.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Great, we thank you.
感谢你赏赐给我们这一本宝贝的圣经。
Thank you to give us such valuable Bible.
你把你自己的话和心意写在上面。
You've written it, your words and how you think.
求你使我们的心有一颗顺服的心。
To pray for us to have an obedient heart.
有一颗尊重你话语的心。
A heart that respects your words.
不要轻忽了你的话。
Do not look light upon your heart.
也不要轻忽从我们口中所说的话。
Do not look down upon the words that we've spoken.
求你使我们愿意从今天开始回转。
Pray that we're willing to change.
愿意用你的话，用你的真理来管理自己的口舌。
Pray that we're willing to change the way that we speak.
求你使我们，我们的生命开始转向那一个正道上面。
Pray that the our life will be heading towards the right direction.
当我们出现问题的时候，也祈求圣灵不断的光照我们，使我们看见自己生命的问题，引导我们悔改。
Pray that when we're facing difficulties, so that the Holy Spirit will enlighten on us and lead us to the right way.
我们深信，当我们把我们的生命仰望在你的手中的时候，
we truly believe that when we put our lives on you,
你必然有能力塑造我们成为合你心意的样式。
We know that you have the ability to change our life, so that to the way that you like.
也祈求你借着我们的回转，来赐福给我们自己的生命和我们的家人。
We pray that using it, you're gonna you'll break praise our life and.
谢谢主听我们这样的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
求你用你的话来建立你自己的教会。
Pray that you use your word to establish your own church.
使我们每一个你的儿女都成为听道又行道的人。
So that every daughter will become the one who listens and acted.
谢谢你听我们这样的祷告。我们祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you to look for listening to our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.